Dr. Pensky dictating a female IME. I'm Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S. Catherine Parsons is a 58-year-old woman who reports she injured her right hand at work on 10-22-20. She was taking cans off of shelves to prepare dinner for the residents when large cans rolled off the rack onto her right palm. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation and treatment, including a first dorsal extensor compartment release, but has completed her course of active treatment in March of 2022. Period, she complains that she was cleared to return to work too soon. Period, new paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Parsons alleged she was attempting to move product in the storage room and injured her right hand. Paired treatment records show she was seen at WorkNet on 12-2-20, which would have been a few weeks after the subject event. Paired, they diagnosed a sprain of the right wrist for which she was referred to physical therapy. Period. She had x-rays of the right wrist on 12-2-20 to be inserted. Period. On 12-9-20 at WorkNet, the physician assistant again diagnosed right wrist sprain. Per the reviewed the x-rays that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period, she was cleared to return to work in a modified duty capacity and to continue occupational therapy. Period, she followed up through 12-21-20 and remained symptomatic. Period. She was diagnosed with right wrist tendonitis and referred to a hand surgeon for further evaluation of possible second cortisone injection. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Parsons was seen at Salem Medical Center Emergency Room on 7-19-21, according to a work release form. Period. There was no description of her diagnosis. Period, she was cleared to return to work on 7-21-21. Period. The paragraph on 2-1-22, Dr. Sarkos performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, she followed up with him postoperatively through 3-3-30-22. Period, she said her right wrist was feeling numb. That had been occurring. Scratch that. Feeling numb. Period. She has been performing therapy and working light duty. Period. He performed an exam and rendered final diagnosis of right wrist pain, comma, decor veins, tendon synovitis, comma, status post right wrist first dorsal extensor decompression. Period. He believed she was doing extremely well and could return to work and all activities of daily living with no restrictions. Period, she was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She complained that her doctor was rude if she wanted pain medication. Period, the second surgeon sent her back to work 3 weeks after and didn't give her enough time to heal. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed a scar overlying the radial aspect of the right wrist, measuring 1 inch and oriented transversely. Period. On the left wrist, she had a similar scar, measuring 1 inch in length, print in the left hand. She had a 1 1/4 inch circular thick scar that she attributed to childhood trauma. Appeared there were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Appeared in then normal through. Superficial tenderness was elicited with palpation about the right thumb and seen her eminence, but there was none on the left. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resistant right hand grasp and wrist flexion. Appeared it was breakaway for right pinch grip and ratchet for right wrist extension. Appeared strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Appeared hands were stable. Finkelstein's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but was negative on the left. Motion of the right thumb was full in all spheres without crepitus, but tenderness was elicited. Period. Hand anemometry reflected a flat, demonstrated a flat line pattern reflecting limited volitional effort. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. Impressions on 10/22/20. Catherine Parsons was struck on the right hand by a container of food, period. We are not in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment notes. Period. She was seen at WorkNet on 12/2/20 when x-rays were negative, period. They initiated her on conservative care, but she remained symptomatic. Period. Eventually she was seen by Dr. Sarkos, who performed surgery on 2/1/22 to be inserted. He released her to return to work in a full duty capacity on 3/30/22. Period. Prior to that, she was working in a modified duty fashion. Period. New paragraph. From the outset of the evaluation, she complained about the treatment she received from her doctors to date. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right wrist, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, there was superficial tenderness at the thumb and thenar eminence. Period, there was some weakness by manual muscle testing, including breakaway pinch grip and ratchet-like wrist extension, both indicative of limited volitional behavior. Period, this was mirrored in her performance during hand dynamometry. Period, the paragraph there is 5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right hand. Period. And that is the end.